Bezras Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Ayin Dalet in Masechet Shabbos, the 136th daf in Shas. We pick up three lines from the bottom on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah had told us the list of the Sidura de Pas, and the focus of our daf is going to be, the first half is going to be on the Malacha of Borer, which is part of the 11 Malachas of Sidura de Pas, and we'll go on and make reference to the others as well, culminating with Afia. And then on the end of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, we'll get to HaKosher and HaMatir. Now, in the Sidur of the Pas, the Mishnah tells us, and it's quoted here, three lines from the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, is you do winnowing, Hazore, Haborer, then you select HaTochen, there's also grinding, VaHamirakeid, and we saw yesterday that Rashi defines Mirakeid on the Mishnah, on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, as using a hand sifter. The Gemara asks that it's strange that each one of these are counted independently as an Av Malacha. Fundamentally, they're really all doing the same thing. Asks the Gemara, Hainu Zayra, Hainu Bayra, Hainu Merakeid. All of those things are exactly the same. Answers the Gemara, Abayi V'rov Adarmi Tevayel Komi Sidahavi Mishkan Afagav Dika Dadamila Choshevah. Anything that was done in the Mishkan, so then, by definition, they counted it, even though there were other malachos that were similar to it. Asks the Gemara, "Lechashev nami kutash." Why don't we then also calculate, add to the list of the 39, the grinding of the wheat to remove its shell that took place? Rashi explains by the samimonim; those are the spices that were used, and it was used in the process of making the dyes. Yet the reason, presumably, that we didn't count that kotash as a separate av malach is because it's very similar to dash. If that's so, so then either count kutash or don't count zora boratochen and merakeid, which are very similar. Amar Abaye shekein ani ochel pita below ketisha. Abaye answered, it's because a poor person does not bang out the wheat that he eats, and therefore, it's not something that needs to be definitively counted as part of the Sidur de Pas. Rav Amar Amani Rebbe, Rav answers that follows the opinion of Rebbe, the Amar Avas Melachas Abayim Chaser Achas, who says that you need specifically 39 Melachas. V'chashiv Kutash, Havilei Arboim. And if you would count Kutash as well, really you should, but then it would equal 40. Asking Mar V'leipuk, Chado Mehanach Elayel Kutash, so let us take out one of the other malachos I'm putting kutash, el mechavarta ked Abaye, must give also Abaye's rationale as well, and that is that kutash is not something that's necessary in the 11 malachos culminating in Sidur de Pas. The Gemara now discusses the halachos of Borer. Now, it's well known in Hilchos Shabbos that Borer is one of the most difficult halachos to get down. The nuance is very complex. However, there is one thing that does make the Melacha of Borer a little bit easier to learn than some of the other harder Melachos, and that is that our Daf, Ayin Dalet, and even more specifically, our Amud has almost all, not all entirely, but almost all of Borer packed into these 40 lines. Let's begin. Tan Rabban, Hayil Fanu Mine Ochen. If a person has different types of food in front of him. Now let's translate this braisa literally. We're going to see the Gemara is going to point out that there's something here that doesn't make sense. If he has different types of food in front of him, so then he should select and eat, borer umeinachim, and select and place. Velo yivar, and he shouldn't select. Vimbirer chayiv chatas. So that's very, very unclear. It sounds like first that you should and then you shouldn't. So this braisa is entirely difficult to understand. And that's immediately what the Gemara asks. Maika Amar, what did the Braisa just say? Rashi explains that originally it sounded like you were saying that Borer you can. And then you said, V'lo Rivra. Amar, Ula Hachi Kamar. Ula makes sense of this. Borer V'ochel Abo Bayom. You're allowed to choose to eat for that day. Uborer U'meniach L'Abo Bayom. And you're allowed to select and leave for that day. Ula Machar Lo Yivra. But for the next day you can select. Vimbirer chayiv chatas. This opinion of Ula, as many are familiar, is not accepted la halacha. But Ula says that the Braisa is emphasizing that if it's to eat for that day, even if you're not going to eat it for a while, for an extended period of time, nevertheless, the halacha is that you're not over borer. The only time you're over for borer is if you're selecting for tomorrow. Asks the Gemara, Masav la Ruchiz, Ruchiz asks the following question, V'chimoto le'echos le'bo b'yon, V'chimoto le'vashel bo b'yon. Ruchiz asks, at the end of the day, you're not allowed to cook for later on today, so if borer is aser, then who cares, it's for bor b'yon. El amar Ruchiz, therefore Ruchiz gave a different shot. Borer v'ochel pachos mikashir, a person is allowed to select and eat less than a shir of a grogris, which is the shir iser when it comes to Shabbos. Grogris is a small date. Boru miniach pachos mikashir, and you're allowed to select also less than a shir and leave it for later on. Ukishir lo yivrar, however, you cannot select a shear of a grogris, v'mbirer chayiv chatas. So the braisa, according to Rav Chizda, will read, ha'yilfan amine ochlem bar of ochel, bar of miniach is less than a shear, v'lo yivrar is more than a shear. Maske v'lo Rav Yosef, v'chimot alefos, pachos v'gishir. Same type of question that Rav Chizda had asked on Ula. And that is, at the end of the day, you're not allowed to bake for pachos v'gishir. So why all of a sudden are you allowing, if the fellow's going to do borer, less than a shear? This leads to a third possible pshat in our Gemara. Elamar v'yosef, borer v'oichel biyad, borer miniach biyad. When the Braisa said that you're allowed to select and eat, that was with you using your hand. Bekonu v'tamcho lo yivrar. However, with a sifter, and this is what I, for lack of a better term, oversimplification, an amateur sifter, not a real professional sifter. So then in such a case, v'imbirer potter avalasser. That's only in Isser Durabonin. U'benof v'kivra lo yivrar, that's a professional sifter, v'imbirer chayiv chatas. And if you do that type of borer, then there's an Isser chatas. So we have another suggested explanation by Rav Yosef. However, Rav Amnuna questions this. Masif Lo Rav Nuna, Midi Konin V'Tamchi K'toni, does it say in the Braisa that it's talking about a Konun and a Tamchui when it says V'lo Yivrar and Nafa V'Kavra is in Bira Chayiv Chatas? You don't see that distinction. Elam Rav Amnuna, rather Rav Nuna suggests a different pshat. And this pshat of Rav Nuna ultimately is going to be close to the halacha, even if we're going to question its placement in the braisa. Elomar Rav Amnuna, bar v'ochel, ochel m'toch psoiles. Bar v'ochel, when the braisa is saying that you could select and eat, that's if you take the ochel from the psoiles. Borei miniach, ochel m'toch psoiles. And you're allowed to put away if you're taking out the psoiles. Psoiles m'toch ochel lo yivrar, and psoiles from the ochel you can't take, v'imbirer chayiv chatos. Now, Rav Amnuna's yesod is a very, very important yesod. And that is that when borer is permissible, it's if you're taking the ochel from the psoilas. As a way of introducing this, one of the most important acronyms in all of Hilchos Shabbos is for borer, and that is the word ayol. Ayol means that one, when it's permissible to do borer, can take the ochel, aleph, ochel mitoch psoilas. Yud, as we're going to see fleshed out shortly in the Gemara, yad v'lo b'kli, lamid la'alter v'lo la'acher zman. Rav Amnuna introduced us to the first part, and that's ochel, that you need to take the ochel from the psoilas. However, Abaye has a question on this. Maskev l'Abaye, midi ochel mitoch psoilas k'tani? Did the Braisa say that you were taking ochel from psoilas? There was no mention of the fact that you were taking ochel from psoilas. Elomar Abaye, bor v'ochel la'alter, bor minich la'alter. You're allowed to select the ochel if you're going to have hano immediately. So Abaye says, you've got the right idea in differentiating between two different types of borer, but Abaye says that the chiluk is the lamid of ayol. La'alter v'lo la'achar zman. And that is that when the Braisa says that it's permissible, it's talking about borer la'alter, however, borer la'otzer is going to be chayiv chatos. Gemara continues, Amru Rabbanan kamei de Rava. The Rabbanan said in front of Rava, Amru Shapir Amar Nachmeni. They said to him,
Nachmeni, which was the nickname for Abaye, said well, that this is an accurate pshat in the Braisa. Gemara continues, Ha'yufanim shnei minei ochlen. Ubire va'ochel, ubire va'aniach. If he has two different types of food, and he's borer some to eat and some to leave over, Ravashi masni potur, b'yirmi amidifti masni chai. Ravashi had the gears that said that one is potur, and Rav Yirmi Amidifti said chayif. Ravashni masni potur. How could Ravashni say potur? Vahotani chayiv. But didn't we learn earlier that the halach is that you're chayiv in the first brice that we started with, eight lines from the top, on ayin dalad amid aleph? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Habe kanu etamchui, habe nafa vikavra. Depends if we're talking about a kanu etamchui or a nafa vikavra. Kanan v'tamchui, we learned earlier, is an iser de rabbanon. Nafa v'kavra is an iser de araisa. Kiasa Rav Dimi amr shabsa de Rav Bibi havoi. When Rav Dimi came to Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he reports shabsa de Rav Bibi havoi. He came as it was the Shabbos when Rav Bibi was literally, Rashi says, mishamesh the Talmidim. It sounds like he was around for the Talmidim. V'iklu Rabbi Amiv Rabbi Asi. And Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi came to visit. Shadu kamayo kilklo de piri. They threw in front of him a basket of fruit. In other words, what they did was, there was a basket full of fruit, and they poured it out in front of Rav Bibi in order that they should not have to violate Borer. V'lo yodana, however, I wasn't sure, imishu misavar ochem mitoch psal sasser. If it was because that he was of the opinion that ochel mitoch psalos is asur, because at the end of the day, why did they have to throw it out in front of him? He could have simply removed, let's say it was apples and pears, and he didn't want the pears, he wanted the apples. If he took the apples out, then that's taking ochel mitoch psalos. The halacha is, we paskin, that if you do that ayol, for la'altar, and use a yad, then it would be permissible. So maybe he actually held ochel mitoch psalos is asur, or they pour many out in front of the people that are visiting to show that they want to give them a lot. If someone selects, turmusim was a type of fruit, or more accurately, vegetable, that was cooked many, many times, as we're going to see in the Gemara. And as it was cooked, the psoles, its hard shell, was able to be removed from around it. So the Gemara says, if you're borrowed to Masim Mitok Psoles Shem Chayif, asks the Gemara, Lema Kasavar Chiskiya Ochel Mitok Psoles Aser. Is Chiskiya saying that Ochel Mitok Psoles is Aser? The Gemara is assuming that it would have been possible to remove the Ochel from the Psoles and not Psoles from the Ochel. Answers the Gemara, Shani Tumusim the Shakli Shiva Zimni. The way the Tumusim work, you would have to cook them seven times. Vilo Shakile Misarech. If you don't cook it, so then in such a case it becomes spoiled. And now the Gemara says an interesting chidush. Upsolas mitoch ochaldami. The Tumusim also have a dim psolas, the fruit itself. Because since it spoils, then Rashi in his Veli Nirin, in the long Dibur Maslam Misareach, explains that if it's been cooked a few times, then it actually gets worse before it gets better. And at the moment it's been cooked two or three times, it's a psoles vis-a-vis others. So in that way, it becomes a relative psoles. We went through the Gemara. It's an important Gemara. Bezer Hashem in the Halacha section, we will expound on a couple of important issues in Hilchos Borer. Gemara continues, V'atochen, someone who grinds. Amra papa hayman de parim silka. Anybody who dices, an individual who dices, beats, chayiv mishum tochen. He's chayiv for tochen. Amra menasha hayman de sol silsa. Someone who cuts pieces of wood, chayiv mishum tochen. Here, there is a discussion in the Rishonim of what Selis silsa is. Rashi learns that he cuts the pieces of wood into small pieces, and that is grinding. Some Rishonim learn that between the pieces of wood, there were small fibers that if you would cut them, it would cause these fibers to give off a dust, and that is the Isser of Tochein. This is could be found in Rabbeinu Chananel on our side of the Gemara. He says, V'chei man nesal silsi pirish eitzim dekalim sha'omdin shivi shivi, that they have these fibers, kein nimin, k'shmefarkin hanimin halalu yotzin beinehen. It seems that Rabbeinu Chananel is a little bit bothered, Rashi, that cutting wood for the fire is not cutting down the wood very fine. Nevertheless, according to Rashi, you're going to be chayiv. Also, it's important to note that Tosos has a chidush here in the Ibrahim Asla Haiman de Parm Silka. Tosos learns that the Isser of grinding particularly applies to these beets and not other foods. There is a big discussion in Rishonim, first of all, whether we follow this Tosos and what is the Svara of this Tosos. We don't pass an halacha that only applies to beets, but Tosos' Svara might be borrowed la halacha as well. If he's makpid, when he cuts these pieces of wood for the size, then that is also mechatech. Mechatech is they would cut the hides to their designated sides. Valashva ofe, kneading and baking. The Tana left the example of cooking of the spices, which took place in the Mishkan. The Sidur de Pas culminated with Bishul. They cut off the spices from the ground, and ultimately they were Mevashel them. V'nakid Ofe, and he chose Ofe because Tana Didan Sidur de Pas Nakid. He wanted to follow the 11 Malachas of making bread. It's important to note that this Gemara seems to be saying that our Tana isn't necessarily going with the construction only of the Mishkan, but also what was used in the Karbanos. The Afia was something that was done in the Karbanos. However, from the words of the Gemara, even though the Gemara says that Ofe took place because of Sidur of the Pass, the Gemara doesn't say that Ofe took place in the Mishkan. It says, Bishul Samimanim have a Mishkan. This is a very, very big discussion in the Sefer Yigalei Tal. He points out that the Gemara, in his psicha to the Sefer, he points out that the Gemara on Mem Tes on the base, according to Rashi, brings out that the Samimanim were used for dyeing in the Mishkan. So that was part of the Mishkan. However, Afia was only done for making the Karban Mincha. It wasn't made in the construction of the Migdash in the Mishkan. This is a fascinating Machlokas Rishonim, where the Rambam and Rav Haigon, as collected by the Yigalei Tal, hold that you learn from the Karbanos as well, while the opinion of Rashi is you only learn from the construction of the Mishkan. And the Yigalei Tal has many nafkaminas between this fundamental Machlokas. He points out again that the simple reading of our Gemara is that we were learning from the Meleches HaMishkan, and for some reason, Sidur de Pas was a big exception, but in general, we learn from the construction of the Mishkan. See the Yigalei Tal. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Acha bar Ravir, Hayman Deshadi Sichsa Latuna, someone who throws a wooden peg, which is moist, as we're going to see in a moment, Chayv Misha Mevashel, he's Chayv for Mevashel, because the moisture inside of the peg is cooked. Ask Gemar Pshita, that's Pashat. If it's moist, you're over Mevashel. Says Gemar, I'm not the same. I would have thought Lashurei Monika Mechavin, that he wants to make it hard. And if he wants to make it hard, then he shouldn't be Chayiv on the Bishul part. Kamashman Demirfi Rafi Vahadi Kamit, it becomes first soft and then it becomes hard. Rashi learns that when he softens it, that was his intention, and that is going to be Bishul. The Rambam in Perches Halacha Vav has a slightly different pshat. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Hayman de Irtach Kufra, someone who heats up pitch, tar chay misha mevashel. Ask the Gemara pshita. Mal the same akim the hader vu kusha emalo. Since the pitch gets soft and then it gets hard, kamashmalan. The chiddush is that because there's a time that it gets soft, at that moment, as Rashi had learned, he becomes chayiv for making it soft. The Gemara now has an interesting list. Amar Rava Haiman David Chavisa, someone who makes a barrel chay mishum shevachatos, he's going to be chayiv seven averos. Tanura, if he makes a oven chay mishum shmonechatos, he's going to be chayiv eight averos. Let's take a look at Rashi, who counts all the seven and the eight. Shevachatos, tochen haragovim, he grinds the dirt, v'sochkan, v'hotdek, havetochen, that's tochen. Uborer at Sroros Hagasus Mitochan, if he selects the rocks, Hareshtein, that's number two. Umarakdin binafa, a markidin binafa, he sifts them in a nafa. Umagabel atit, dahainu losh. Now he was over in losh because he added water to it. Umemareach atit, and he flattens the tit, kishosim hagolem. When he makes the form, shecholok, harem machek, that's going to be machek. Umavir sa'or bikivshan, and he makes the fire in the furnace to heat it up, umitzarfo betocho, and he forms it inside of the oven, hare mevasha. In such a case, he's chayiv for mevasha. Rashi continues to explain that if he makes a oven of clay, so then it's different than the barrel, where the barrel just becomes cooked in the fire to forge it and form it, and that's it. There he adds a finish by the Tanur of Cheres, and that is a Maisa of Makav Patish. Rashi explains that in order to be Chayiv for Makav Patish, you need to do a Maisa. Hence, for making the Tanur of Cheres, where he adds a finish, he's going to be Chayiv. This Rashi on the second wide line is an important Rashi, because Achronim are bothered. Every time you construct an object, let's say you do Bona on a house, so then by definition, you should be chayiv for makav patish. So from our Rashi, Minchas Chinuch asks this question. From our Rashi, it seems in order to be chayiv for makav patish, you need to do a particular maisa. That solves many problems. Amar Rabbi, Haiman de Ovid Chilsa. We're five lines before the wide. An individual that makes a beehive, there chayiv achasas rei chatos. He's going to be chayiv 11. Isurim, Rashi counts the leaven. Let's see the Rashi inside. Zomer akonim v'utzarech lem chayim mishum kotzer. Cutting down the wood is kotzer. Umishum noteya, because he's improving the tree as we learned in yesterday's daf. Asvam yachad harezim ma'amer. He's gathering them together. That's Yisur Marer. Bira yafos harezim barf. He chooses the better ones. That you're going to be chayiv on borer. From here you see that borer applies even to non-food items. Hilkon harezim machik, when he flattens them, sands them down, that's machik. Ason dakos, when he makes them thin, meachashtam osholosh, that's considered harezim tochein. Chotron b'mida harezim machatek, continues Rashi. Hisichashesi harezim mesach, when he makes the cross thread, that's going to be the isur of mesach, as we described yesterday in the weaving process. Areg achas lamal v'achas lamata, when he weaves one above and one below. Now, again, in order to make a beehive was actually woven pieces of stick. So then in such a case, he's going to also be chayiv for k'dei la'amido hareza osa bat eshtei nirim. He considers if he's been over the prohibition of making the vertical cross threads. Oreg hareza oreg, chotach lachar rigaso, when he cuts off after the weaving, kedei lashvosim, so that everything would be neat and parallel, hareza makubi patish, that qualifies as makubi patish. So those are the 11 of Ovid Chilsa. Vi'i chayte lepume, and if he makes an edge to it, Rashi explains that he's over 12 because by turning it over and making it smooth, he, and giving it an appropriate edge, he does tofer. He would sew the edge in order to make it appropriate opening, and also for kosher, because afterwards
he would end up doing a knot. Mark continues on the last narrow line. Hagoza says, Semer v'hamalabno, someone who cuts off wood and he cleans it out. Amar Rav Arachana Rav Yochanan, Tavat Semer Shal Gabi Behema B'Shabbis, someone who spins the wool on top of an animal on Shabbos. Chayv Sholosh Chatos is chayv for 3 carbon chatos. Achas Mishum Gozes, one for cutting off. V'achas Mishum Menafes, one from cleaning out. V'achas Mishum Tavat, and the one for spinning. Rav Kana Amar Ein Derech Geziza B'Kach. Rav Kana said, this is not the appropriate way of doing it. Vein derech menafetz bekach, it's not the appropriate way of cleaning out. Vein derech tovli bekach, it's not the normal way of spinning. He's not chayiv on either of them. Ask the Gemara velo, is he not chayiv on that? V'atay mishmei d'Reb Nechem, yishtov be'izim, v'tovl be'izim. Alma tviya gabi behema shema tviya. In those days, they would do it on top of the animals. The Gemara says, chachma yisei rashani, this was a unique chachma, to be able to do it when it was on the animal. So those people who they know this chachma, then they'd be chayiv if they would do it on top of the animal. For other people, it's not considered normal, and they would not be chayiv. Tana rabban atolish es haknaf, v'hakotmo v'hamorto chayiv shalosh chatos. Someone who cuts off the feathers from a bird, and he cuts off the edge of the feather, to be able to use them in a pillow. Mart, that's kotmo. Marto is, he takes off the lower parts of the feathers that are close towards the tail. Then he's chayiv shalosh chatos. Then that constitutes 3 averos. Here Rashi does not spell out what 3 averos they are. Vamar b'shim ben lakish, tolesh chayiv mishum goze, someone who cuts off from an animal is considered Gozes. Reish Lakish is now spelling out what the Isser is. The Tolesh is Gozes. Kotem Chai Mishum Mechatech. When he cuts off the extra part, so then that's Mechatech. Mimaret, when he cuts off from the edge, Chai Mishum Mechatech, he was shaving off the rough edges, and that's Mechatech, that's flattening. Hakosher V'Amatir. Tying and unknotting. Asks the Gemara, Kshira b'mishkan heichahave. Where was there Kshira tying in the Mishkan? Amar Rav Shekein Koshim b'yisedos ha'olim. They used to tie down the pegs of the tent. Would have a tie to hold down the tents, and particularly the Mishkan as well. Ask Gemara, how koshav nasahatiru? But they knew that they were traveling, so therefore, it's the kshira is not a kshira shel kayama; it's almanas lahatir. So Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says the kshira that they did wasn't a lasting kshira. Elamar Abai, rather Abai says shekain arge yirios shenifsuka lahanima koshimosa. Abai explains that when they would weave, there are times that the string would tear, and they would tie it, and there the kesher was a kesher shel kayama. Amarle Rava, Rava said to Abai, Tirats the kosher. You answered in regards to tying. Matir ma'ikla me'mer. Where did you have matir in the Mishkan? V'chi tema. And if you're going to say di misrami le trei chute kitri b'hadei adadi, that if he had to make 2 knots in the weaving. In other words, that for whatever reason the thread had torn, and when making the sweater, he needed to knot them. Afterwards, he would first knot both of them, and then unknot one of them, that it shouldn't be obvious. If there were 2 knots, that would be obvious. So that's what it means. The misrami le trei chuti kitri b'hadei adadi. If he would have to make 2 knots, and then he would undo one, so that would be matir. And of course, he did kosher beforehand. If you don't leave such a sweater for a king, you certainly wouldn't do it in front for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the urios in the Mishkan that were woven, that did not happen to them. When they would make the nets to trap the chilazon, they have a special tcheles, they would tie them
and undo them. So there you have both kosher and matir, and that is the Maskanas HaGemara. Now we go, Bezer Hashem, to the halacha section. Bezus Hashem Yisparach, for today's halacha section, we will make a few observations about one of the most complex halachas in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Borer, from the Gemara itself. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Tshuva, Sigris Moshe, Aruch Chaim, Chelek Dalad, in discussing Hilchos Borer, was asked the following question. If children are playing on Shabbos, and there are toys, adults are playing on Shabbos, and there are toys, make sure that they're also learning and davening well. There are toys that they want to play with in a box, and there are some of the toys they want and some of the toys they don't want. To remove the toys that they don't want would be taking psos mitochocha, would be an isur d'oraisa. Is one allowed to empty the contents of the box, pour out the contents of the box, and then simply remove after it's spread out all over, let's say, the living room floor or the family room floor, and then remove those things that you don't want? Would that qualify as borer? So Rav Moshe says that he thinks it's mutter because it's no longer a taruvos. It's no longer a mixture if you spread it out throughout the living room. And he points to our Gemara. The Gemara, six lines from the bottom, said that on the Shabbos of Rav Bimi in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi spread out the fruits in front of everybody. And the Gemara says that it could be they were machmir in taking ochel mitoch psolas as being aser. That's why they spread it out. Now, we don't pass in taking ochel mitoch psolas as aser. Only psolas mitoch ochel is going to be aser. However, you see, how did they solve the problem? If you held ochel mitoch psolas is aser, how would you be able to do it? So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi did it by undoing the taruva. So you see from our Gemara that if you have a mixture and for whatever reason you want to take the borer, to be borer, the psolas from the ochel, which we paskin as the iser, one can, from our Gemara, pour out the contents in front of you, and that will be acceptable. In our Gemara, we had the position of Abaye, 12 lines from the bottom, that says that borer va'ochel is permissible if it's la'alter. If the individual is not putting it to away for an extended period of time, but he's going to be eating it immediately. The Be'er Halacha in Siman Shin Yotes raises the issue that our Gemara, according to Abaye, Lefi the Poskim, although how you read the Gemara is a fascinating question, but Lefi the Poskim, understanding of the Gemara, LaHalacha, Abaye is only allowing Borer V'Ochel Alter if you take the Ochel from the Psolas. However, if you take the psolas from the ochel, that's going to be aser. We spell that out in the daf shir, that there are three conditions. Ochel mitoch psolas, yad velo bekli, la'alter velo lachar zman. What happens if a person is mamish in the process of eating? Not that he's preparing the food, he's preparing a salad, where it's permissible to take the ochel from the psolas in preparing a salad, because if it's before the meal, it's la'alter. But rather, it's mamish b'shas ho'achila. So the Be'er Halacha points out that this is dependent on the famous machlokas between the Ma'ari Abulafia and the Ma'arit Tzalon about what an individual is supposed to do if he finds a fly in his drink or in his soup. The opinion of some achronim is that one needs to remove the fly with some ochel. If he takes only the psolas, that's going to be an iser d'oraisa of borer. Other early achronim, Sfardic achronim, suggest the idea that if it's mamish in the process of the achila itself, if it's derech achila, in such an instance, that's not an act of borer. That's called eating. This is the normal way for a person to eat. The way that they eat is that they sometimes remove the psolas from the ochel. That had in no way resembles the borer that was done in the Mishkan, the borer that we discussed in Ayin Dalet on the base, where a person is making something, he's making a barrel, and he selects the bad from the good. That's something that's borer. But in the process of eating, of just removing a bone or something like that, that would not qualify as borer. So in such a case, that would qualify as borer. But if it's derech achila, it could very well be that it's permissible. According to this, when our Gemara says Borav Ochel La'alter, it doesn't mean La'alter Derech Achila. It means that you're preparing it for the next Seuda. This is a big Machlokis Achronim. The Ber Halacha brings an interesting Raya to those who say that, one, it would not be permissible Derech Achila, and in fact, this is how the Mishnah Brura paskins, that the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yutes, later on, if I'm not mistaken, Sif Tes Vav, he quotes a Tshuvas Harash that says that the halacha is that one is allowed to drink water with a filter. What was the filter in those days? So in those days, the filter that he was describing was they would put a cloth and they would drink through the cloth, and if there was any impurities, it would be stopped by the cloth. There, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that he's being ma'akev the psalos. He's not selecting the psalos. He never selected it, but he's stopping it. Asks the Ber Halacha, if there was a heter of Derech Achila, you don't need to say that it's not borer because you're being ma'akev the psalos. You should say that it's not borer because it's Derech Achila. We see from here that the psak of the Rush is that it's going to be prohibited. The Chazon Ish also strongly rejects this heter of Derech Achila. However, in a Ber Halacha later on, in Simin Shin Yutes, Sif, Dalit, or Hey, we're discussing the halachas of eating fish. The Mishnah Brura says that when it comes to removing the bones, one should definitely, in the end, in his maskana, be machmir, to be careful not to take the bones from the fish, because that would be taking the psolas from the ochel. Nevertheless, he says that it could be that there were some who were makel, and they followed a minig olam that was makel, possibly because they were lying on this heter of Derech Achila. And therefore, our Gemara, when it says, borer v'ochel aniach la'alter, was saying that there's an iser of borer, when you take the psolas from the ochel, and you're only allowed to take the ochel from the psolas, that's only la'alter, but not Derech Achila. Again, la'halacha, it's clear that the Mishnah Brura is machmir. If I'm not mistaken, when I learned the sugya, when I was learning b'chavrusa with Reb Shmuel Markish Shlita, he showed me his notes. We didn't learn Shabbos together, but he gave me his notes from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's Zatzal, if I'm not mistaken, was Matir Derech Achila. He had a different understanding of the Rishonim in contrast to the Shita of the Chazon Ish. It seems that the conventional psak is to be Machmir, but the Mishnah Brura seems to say not to protest against those who follow Lahalacha, that Borer Derech Achila would be Mutter. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Ayin Daled. For those who are interested, we have many more shiurim on Hilchos Borer. We just summarized very briefly two topics, but we've discussed many, many topics in the Grus Kolel that if you search on YU Torah, you'll be able to see more and listen to many, many more discussions of Hilchos Borer inside the Mishnah Berurah. This concludes Daf Ayin Daled.